Tinder Taxi, Sexy Erotica by Leah Lynn. Narrated by Christina May. A great portion of the day has passed, but I still feel haggard. My body is sluggish, and I still have a hangover. I drag myself to the kitchen sink. I let the water run until it gets cold. Then I gulp down two large glasses. The liquid moistens my throat so quickly that it feels as if I'm suffocating. I gasp for air. I feel the water streaming into every cell in my body. I blow a lock of hair away from my forehead. I feel a little bit better, though still by no means great. I guide my body back to the sofa and collapse onto it. I stare at the remnants of the party on the table and gawk at the liquor drops at the bottom of the glasses until I get dizzy. I try convincing my brain that I ought to tidy up a bit. After all, it wasn't yesterday, but the day before that we celebrated my 30th birthday. My brain is still in complete siesta mode. Even in the moments when it managed to send a spark down my biological system, calling it to action, my muscles complain. Not one of them agrees that it's time to buck up and carry my body towards cleaning. I shift my gaze from the glasses on the table to a freakishly loud fly on the wall. Nothing else happens. I try not to feel sorry for myself. As it has happened so often before, I don't feel like wallowing in the thought that it is exactly these moments of silence, these pockets of nothingness, when it's most obvious that I don't have a boyfriend to cuddle with. I clear my throat. I moisten my lips. I take a deep breath. "Come on, Missy," I remember Mia drawling through the haze of the bubbly when I complained about my repeated dating failures. "You don't know how lucky you are. You can do exactly what you want. Not like the rest of us, chained hand and foot." "Chained?" Ida giggled, waggling her eyebrows. Mia ignored the dominatrix comment, fixing her wobbly gaze on me. "Anyways, you're too great to be single for very long, so," she said. "I'm 30, I interjected. 30. I know, and 40 is the new 30. So you just turned 20. And who wants to commit at such a young age?" Mia continued, glancing down at her wedding ring. Ida emptied another bottle.